You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand and Australian species are among the most vulnerable to extinction in a warming world, according to a global analysis of 30 years of research. The research found that amphibians, species from mountain, island and freshwater ecosystems, and species inhabiting South America, Australia and New Zealand face the greatest threats. If global warming reaches 1.3 degrees Celsius, 1.6% of species are threatened globally, with risks escalating to nearly 30% of global species at 5.4 degrees Celsius. Producer Evie spoke to Senior Lecturer in Science Ecology at the Victoria University of Wellington, Julia Deslip, about the research and what it could mean for Aotearoa's ecosystem.
A global analysis of 30 years of research has revealed that New Zealand and Australian species are some of the most vulnerable to extinction. How widespread is this threat to Aotearoa's species currently?
Oh, well, global change is happening right now, Evie. So every day that goes by, our species are more at risk than the previous day. And that's because we are still emitting fossil fuels to the atmosphere that are causing climate change and especially global warming.
In comparison to other nations, why is this threat bigger to Aotearoa?
That's a great question. Well, there are many reasons that our species are more endangered. In Aotearoa, this is mostly because we've changed the landscape so dramatically. So there's been extensive forest loss and also land conversion to agriculture and urban spaces in Aotearoa. And this has caused habitat loss for lots and lots of our species. Another reason is that globally, mountains are experiencing very high rates of warming. And our mountains are biodiversity hotspots in Aotearoa. And that's a little bit unusual globally, but because New Zealand has sunk and then risen again out of the sea many times over the last kind of 25 million years, our species have had to migrate upslope and diversify up there. And that's why our mountains are such biodiversity hotspots and such special places for conservation in New Zealand. Another reason is that our species are island species. Aotearoa is a nation of islands, and many of our species are adapted to live in small areas. They have small range sizes, and they don't disperse very far each generation. And so as climate is changing and the rate of climate change is increasing all the time, they're not able to migrate with climate, and so they're getting outpaced and kind of overrun by climate change.
If we do see these changes with global warming, what impacts is it going to have on our ecosystem as a whole? How are we going to see things changing?
Yeah, that's another great question. So biodiversity kind of underpins all the stuff we rely on. So our native species do all kinds of things like pollinate our cherry crops and our stone fruits, and they are predatory insects, eat pests to pastoral plants like grasses and things that our pastoral agriculture depend upon. So there are lots of ways that biodiversity underpins our economy. But it also underpins our well-being, right? Our connection to nature is essential to human health. We depend on green spaces for feelings of calm, to connect to our whānau and friends, for recreation, sports, all of those things that make us happy and human. I think in many ways, the economy, human health, and ecosystem health are very related.
In terms of global extinction, the research found that 1.6% of species are threatened at 1.3 degrees Celsius of warming, and the risk escalates to nearly 30% of species at 5.4 degrees Celsius warming. How likely are each of these levels of warming?
Oh, well, that depends very much on whether we action carbon policy in Aotearoa and globally. So we really, really need to work with our international partners to transition to a low carbon economy in Aotearoa, but also globally. We have to slow fossil fuel emissions and just work on other kinds of technological advances to keep climate change under 1.5 degrees. So the likelihood of those extinctions depends entirely on whether we cycle to work or take public transport or whether we drive a big engined vehicle, right? The decisions we make every day. And they're not only our individual decisions, but also the decisions that are a result of public policy. So decisions to invest in roadways, for example, are a major carbon source to the atmosphere, not just from the cars that will drive on them, but in the construction of that infrastructure in the first place.
When we talk about extinction to species, does this apply only to our animal species, or are we also talking about plants?
We're definitely also talking about plants, and we know very little about which plant species will be most impacted in Aotearoa. But not just plants and animals, but also insects and microbial species. We know almost nothing about what fungi might go extinct with climate change. And of course, you know, although most of us would like to think that the world is like Jurassic Park, we don't live in that kind of a world. So extinction really is forever. And that's why conservation and restoration are so important in the Aotearoa. We have to act now if we want to stop this from happening.
Yeah, you definitely touched on this already, but I did want to ask you, you've said that extinction is irreversible and that we must act now. What are the easiest ways, or how can we act now? How can people stay hopeful and know that they're making a change?
That's a great question. And it's easy to get overwhelmed with all of the issues facing humanity right now. But we still have time to act for many reasons. Some of those are biological, like the impacts of climate take years to manifest towards extinction, sometimes even decades. So decisions we make now will impact the stability of species into the future. But the things we can do to get to your question are, you know, take action to reduce your own human footprint on the planet. So reducing carbon emissions is really important personally, and to advocate that for that when you go to the ballot box, right? Another thing we need to do is support funding of research into the climate sensitivity of native species. So this is absolutely critical. Recently, Minister Colin announced changes to the Marsden Fund that will reduce funding to critical basic research in species biology, but also to important social sciences and humanities research that are critical for understanding the role of society in our relationship to nature. So those sorts of changes that we hear about in the media, political changes, are clearly a step in the wrong direction if we're interested in species conservation. And finally, we need funding to support on-the-ground operations, right? We need to conserve and protect the species that are currently at risk and protect those that may become at risk in the future. And that means directing funding to key conservation players, such as the Department of Conservation, to allow these essential interventions like seed collection and species translocations and breeding programs all to take place. And a lot of this work is going to be in direct partnership with universities and crown research institutes like Manaaki Whenua and Landcare Research, Manaaki Whenua is Landcare Research and Plant and Food and NIWA, others like that. And so, you know, these changes that we're seeing in the science system in Aotearoa are not good for the future of biodiversity conservation and ecosystem restoration in this country.
That was Senior Lecturer in Science Ecology at the Victoria University of Wellington, Julie Deslip, on threats of extinction in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.